out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating, whatever you're smoking, whatever you're popping. Yeah, we don't judge. We appreciate...
What's going on?
Doing something funky. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots of news to talk about. Donald Trump's still president, so, you know.
I'm a stable genius. Does that mean he knows about horses?
Sure. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, Florida? What up, America?
What's going on?
Universe.
The all kinds of stuff going on in the news.
Yeah.
Cold as fuck in parts of the United States. Thanks, global warming.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. We're having chaos, right? We're having weather chaos.
There's a little chaos going on. Tiny, tiny amounts of chaos going on. Actually, pretty big amounts of chaos.
Right.
Especially in our...
Tremendous.
Yeah, especially in what's going on in our... In our Florida? In our politics.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, this computer. Let's jump right into it and get to the headlines if I can make this.
God, fuck Gateway. Dick listen, Waddle if hurt. Anybody well, from Gateway an is listening, so what? It should last
gateway.
Longer and work better.
It's an ancient gateway.
Yeah, but you know, there's engineered, what is it called? Engineered. What's the next word?
We're talking about planned obsolescence.
Planned obstinacy. Obstinacy.
And obsolescence.
Shit! Fuck!
These mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, January the 8th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
There you are. These are your headlines. Oh, I thought I couldn't hear you for a slight moment in time.
Fucking Mondays.
It's been a crazy weekend. Over at the commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post. By the way, tweet us during the show. If you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message. How many times are you going to spin around, Kate?
Hey, intern.
Just out of the corner of my eye, this little lunatic in her bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a dog, by the way. We don't have like a Girl
at.
Scout chained up or something
right.
in here.
Yeah. It is Florida.
At Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving, and don't forget Facebook. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can do so by buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble tickle It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid.
Just helps us out here at the Screaming Liberal Media.
Fuck you.
We appreciate those that do. It helps out.
Yes.
It was a nice holiday season. Thank you all for buying shit through our hole.
Right.
Continue to do so. It's wide open. All the time. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, which I may have said already.
We did. We said that.
Trump. I'm sorting out computer problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I sound like I've lost my mind, I'm sorting out computer problems.
I don't know how you do that and talk at the same time. It's no way I could fucking do that. I would have thrown that computer against the fucking wall, I guarantee you. I sound like Trump now, I guarantee you. Jesus.
Tremendous, like nobody's ever seen.
What a fuckhead, man. I keep seeing little... Oh, go ahead with the news. I was saying, all the stories coming out from that book.
Oh, nuts. Yeah. Trump to 200,000 Salvadorans, get out.
Good God.
Never to miss an opportunity to fling a little bit of jism towards his base.
That's a lot of jizz.
Hates
though.
Everything brown. He gets to decide to stop the temporary status of a couple hundred thousand Salvadorans who I think most of them came here after an earthquake.
Now you can go back.
The HuffPost says the Trump administration will tell about 200,000 Salvadorans who have been living in the U.S. for 17 years or more.
Oh, shit.
17 years.
That's insane.
Get
dude.
The fuck out.
Oh, my God. I mean, have you ever been to El Salvador?
I have not. I would go.
I would go. I don't know what it's fucking like, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all kidnappy right now. But
I think it is, dude.
If it wasn't,
there's
I
lots
would
of
go.
Gang violence, you know? You grew up in America, all of a sudden you got to go. Someone's sending you to El Salvador. Like, what are you supposed to fucking do there? It's another country.
The announcement came today that the administration is ending temporary protected status, or TPS, which hashtag TPS is, was trending on the Twitter. And I thought it was like the TPS reports.
Oh, yeah, from Office Space. We're going to need those TPS reports.
They're ending the temporary protective status for natives of El Salvador, coming after it did the same for about 50,000 Haitians, 2,500 Nicaraguans.
God damn.
And they hint that they may soon eliminate protections for about 57,000 Hondurans.
That's insane. What? Why? What good comes of this?
We know Trump already rescinded DACA.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Meaning nearly 1 million people currently allowed to live and work in the United States will be at risk of deportation unless they can find another way to gain legal status. These Trump toadies were saying, well, they could just apply for permanent legal status. They can't. They don't have any standing.
Right. If they don't have DACA, they don't have any standing.
I mean, if they're granted, that's the whole thing. If we say to them, now we're going to give you a way to become a permanent legal, to become a citizen, the idiots would scream, amnesty! Even though these people weren't here illegally, they would scream amnesty. Right.
And how is this deportation supposed to work? Are you just supposed to show up at an office and say, hey, okay, I'm ready to go back now?
Well, right.
That's nuts.
Thanks. I've been here 17 years. Thanks for all the fish.
Jeez. That's a Hitchhiker's reference.
Yeah,
that.
Go buy your Hitchhikers at Amazon. And you can get that book. You can get Fire and Fury
yeah.
over at Amazon through our hole. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Merry Christmas, everybody. A tax cut to the richest. And all the El Salvadorians, you can just go back to your country that you've
fuck
never
off.
Been to. You've never been there.
The Trump administration has indicated for months it believes temporary protected status has been wrongly overlooked for too long.
Evidence by what?
Okay, let's say it has, but now it has. And now it's cruel to turn people who have been here 17, 20-something years, who do have lives here, families, et cetera.
Right.
So now you're going to... Doubtless, many of them have children that are American citizens now. So you're going to say, sorry, kid, your dad's been here 20 years. Sorry.
But like,
bye-bye.
Why are they saying it's been overlooked? Because DACA protected them, right?
Well, no, we're talking about TPS.
Oh, TPS is different.
But DACA is the same thing. It's similar, a temporary, right? Yeah, it was a Band-Aid.
What, but
we
why?
Need the, we need Congress, the fuckwaddles of Congress.
Hello.
To do something, pass a yeah. law. Same with this marijuana shit. If Congress passed a law that said it's no longer a Schedule I drug and said we're no longer going to, it's no longer going to be federally illegal. It'll right. be up to the states. They could give the finger to Jefferson Beauregard Session, the little hate elf.
But they won't, right? Or they can't.
Well, they won't.
I mean, they can't function.
I don't know why. Actually, I don't know why they won't. Because it's one of those, another one of those where the public overwhelmingly wants it.
Yeah.
But guess who doesn't?
The donors.
Big Pharma.
Right.
Law enforcement doesn't want it. Because right. they love going out and bagging and tagging brown people that are smoking a joint on the corner.
But I bet you law enforcement wants reform so they don't have to deport people. Well, I mean, I guess that's going to be
ICE,
right?
Well, that's
one
of the sides law enforcement is on, stumbles onto the right side, because they just don't want to do something.
But, like, what's going to happen to all these people that have to be deported? I mean, I bet most of them will go underground or try to disappear.
Well, right.
We're gonna, try to hide.
It's going to be Anne Frank. We're going to be hiding. And they're not even, well, they're not illegal. They're going to be turned illegal. They're telling people, if you can't find some way to get you a visa or permanent status after this certain date, they're giving them a year. They're being very nice.
Oh, okay.
After sometime in 2019, then you will be deported. Then you're an illegal. Congratulations. Thanks for being here for 20 years, contributing to our society.
But, you know, I mean, people just, you
and
know.
These are people who came from an earthquake. I mean, these were refugees. This isn't, oh my God, they're sending their rapists.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these people needed help.
Well,
God.
None of it is that, by
what
the way.
What is that? Is this a horrible, really shitty Jake Gyllenhaal movie about the end of the world? God, what was it? Something about there's some new ice age that happens, and America becomes uninhabitable, and we have to go to Mexico.
Oh,
The Mexicans have to take us in because we need, you know, we need protection. I mean, what if, I can't believe that people can't empathize and say, what if we needed this from a, what if there was some natural disaster here right. and we needed to go to Mexico or El Salvador or something? I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine, I guess, but still.
Well, not now.
Right.
Our natural disasters in the White House.
Yeah. Man, baby.
So there you go. I mean, and they're really saying, well, you know, they're making it sound like it's just that easy. Well, they can, you know, fill out a form. You'll be fine.
Fill out a form.
I mean, I'm saying that, but it's not in that case at all. It's, there's no path for them.
This is where this racism comes in.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, this is what this is. It's making the racist happy that voted for Trump. What use is it though for him to invigorate his base? Is his base enough to keep him in office to win the next election?
I would say no. If the independents and the morons who think that Hillary was the most corrupt, nasty, smelly, evil, murderous thief on the planet.
So stupid.
Even though they claim to be progressives.
Right.
Again, enjoy. I hope that shawl of sanctimony keeps you warm when we're all being rounded up in the gulags.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I mean, look at all this shit. Environmental policies, you know, net neutrality.
Yeah.
It's all a big fuck fest. We're in the middle of a fuck fest, but not a good fuck fest. Bad kind.
Not a good fuck fest?
No.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
That's where they're horrified of it. Let's go over to the Drudge Report, where they're probably cheering.
Right.
About,
they love it.
Oh my God, we're getting rid of a couple hundred thousand brown things.
We're getting rid of the terrorists until we figure out what the hell is going on.
Although again, there's that weird little, internal, horrible right-wing fight going on.
Yes.
over the over this whole Bannon versus kind of Drudge thing. Now they're all running away from Bannon. Bannon's trying to lick Trump's hole now again. And I don't think that's going to fly.
Trump loves a hole licking, though. I mean, that's...
His jam. That's his thing. He that's likes all you that. Have to do. That's
he likes what that the, and crawling into bed with cheeseburgers.
The foreign powers found that out, right? When he went over to China, they were like, oh, God, let's totally take him to the Forbidden right. City. He'll love it.
Talk about his electoral win.
Yeah. Oh, big, huge win.
Suck his little man baby
down. Giant win.
Yes.
I'm trying. It's still having some computer things going on. Here is the Drudge Report says. Oh, I think this is terror to them.
Yes.
It's a picture of Oprah. And it says, yes, she can.
Hell yeah, man. I would love an Oprah presidency.
Oprah.
Why not?
Was given some, I think the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes, you know, a lifetime
right.
kind of achievement thing. And she gave a hell of a speech. I didn't see the whole thing. I've seen mainly clips of it. And she brought everyone to their feet. And a lot of Oprah for president talk going on.
Let me tell you something. If Trump lasts this long and is running in 2020, he's going to have problems running against an African-American female. You know he's going to say something incredibly shitty in a debate or anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he won't debate.
He won't debate Oprah?
He'll find that's the Republican vibe these days, right?
Yeah,
they scuttle. They don't have town halls anymore. Roy Moore wouldn't debate. Remember?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's
they
right.
won't debate.
Well, I mean, of course, Roy Moore's not going to debate. Somebody say, "Well, you're a rapist of children," and then what do you say to that?
Here's a. I think I have a little bit of Oprah audio.
Oh, awesome. All. Would she still do her show? Would she still do her talk show?
Just shy of her 98th birthday.
She doesn't.
She lived,
I don't think so,
as of those men and heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. The time is up.
I have a feeling there's a few guys in that audience with penises that that are going, ooh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You mean I can't grab pussy anymore?
Like James Franco, right? Didn't it come out some stuff about him this weekend? People were giving him shit for wearing one of those Time's Up pins.
Men or women?
Yeah. They said it's literally like cancer wearing a pink ribbon.
Justin Timberlake too, I think.
Oh, really?
Like he wore black to the something, maybe the Golden Globes, and people were like, "Really?"
Justin Timberlake is, you know, like an assaulter
guy. I think
guy,
it was
like
Justin Timberlake.
Creepo
I'm talking about. Are you okay? Are you dishing?
No.
Are you a fan?
No, it was James Franco.
I don't want to. Maybe.
Yeah, no, it was James Franco over the weekend.
Okay, maybe it wasn't Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, for some reason, I just can't imagine. I mean, fuck, what do I know? I mean, maybe Justin Timberlake's a big creep, but he just, I don't know. He's a musical theater guy, isn't he? It just seems like.
Mickey Mouse Club, right?
Oh, yeah. A Mickey Mouse Club guy. I mean, you know.
Justin Timberlake called out on social media for being a hypocrite.
Damn, I didn't know that. Well, shit, what do I know? Fuck. Also, James Franco, though. I did see that.
Oh, it's not because of that. It's because he tweeted out a picture of he and his wife, who's Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Posted a photo of the two of them, said, "Here we come, and damn, my wife is hot." Hashtag why we wear black. Oh, well, I mean
maybe he just doesn't understand.
That's why he was.
He's married to Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Good God. How tall is he? Isn't she like 6 foot something? And he's like...
Oh, is she?
He's like a hobbit. He's like me.
Timberlake?
Well, I'm a tall hobbit. For what it's worth, I would be taller in the Shire.
Basketball here, team in the Shire.
Yeah. Not so much here on the earth. Isn't Justin Timberlake fucking short and Jessica Biel real tall? Who fucking gives a fuck? Who fucking cares? Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
So here's the rest of Oprah. Oops. What is that?
Yeah, man, I'm down for Oprah being president. Fuck yes. She would kill Trump in an election, wouldn't she? Yeah.
The time is up. And I just hope that Recy Taylor died knowing that her truth, like the truth of so many other women who were tormented in those years, and even now tormented, goes marching on. It was somewhere in Rosa Parks' heart almost 11 years later when she made the decision to stay seated on that bus in Montgomery. And it's here with every woman who chooses to say, me too. And every man who chooses to listen. In my career, what I've always tried my best to do, whether on television or through film, is to say something about how men and women really behave, to say how we experience shame, how we love and how we rage, how we fail, how we retreat, persevere.
I'm listening to her and all I can... I mean, I
you
just...
You get a car? You get a car?
Oh. I just think Trump. I'm just thinking, listen to the dick bag we fucking have in office right now. It's so fucking infuriating. Our country has so much... There's so many people that would be much better leaders.
Yeah, right.
It's depressing.
In any capacity.
I mean, how we fail, how we retreat, persevere, and how we overcome. And I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you. But the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon.
Lock her up.
Just think of the fucking vile piece of shit people that are hanging out of those fucking Trump rallies. They suck.
Unironically.
So fucking hard, man. It's just so fucking infuriating. And listen to the Oprah speech. It's awesome. Yeah.
It will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say me too again. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Mic drop.
Yeah, the president we have caters to the worst vile human beings. I think most people feel like Oprah. Like we would want someone like Oprah as president. This is not fair. This sucks.
So the headline,
fucking Bernie Bros, fucking dickhead.
The headline at the Drudge Report says yes, she can. It leads to a CNN fake news. Story that says sources say Winfrey is actively thinking.
Why?
About running for president. She said earlier, not long ago, that I would have never done it. She's always said, I don't want to do it. I don't think I was qualified. But now, seriously, she's like, now, why not? If Donald J. Trump can make it to the White House.
Right, yeah.
As misqualified as Donald Trump is.
Yeah. I mean...
Successful?
Right.
She's
absolutely
got a billion or two.
Yes.
She's doing okay.
She's got shit tons of money.
She actually has $1 billion.
All right. Yeah, not like this fucking asshole. We don't even know what he has. We don't even know what kind of fucking money he has and where his his money's at. And what about that $30 million from Israel sent to Jared, and then Jared went to Israel?
Oh yeah,
What the fuck? There's just so much garbage and corruption.
So
bullshit.
Apparently, Drudge Report is terrified by the fact that Oprah.
You should be.
Oprah may run.
You're garbage.
And there's no way they could claim. I mean, they will. Of course they will.
They don't care.
But there's no way they're going to be able to claim any sanctimony over that of, oh, she's unqualified.
Yeah.
She's a TV show host. How dare you?
I mean, you know, it might be what the libs need to have somebody like Oprah run because, like.
I'm fine with Oprah running.
Yeah, but if she runs against Trump or whoever and they do that dog whistling racist shit, maybe she will call them out on it point blank and won't fucking. You know, yeah. Speak in veiled language and say things like, you know, when Hillary called them a basket of deplorables, she should have just said a basket of racist, bigoted, fucking sexist assholes. Why give them deplorables? Why just say well, what you I fucking mean?
There's still some attempt at decorum.
Towards what? A racist?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think...
I mean, she did say that she kind of listed why they were deplorable, didn't she?
Right. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, she's right, but uninspiring, you know, not very passionate. Listen to that fucking speech. Hillary couldn't give that speech, you know?
I agree. And Hillary would have been a great, I think, a fine president.
Fuck yeah, of course.
Especially if they continued the leftward slant that Bernie was helping drag everybody towards, but I would oratorically, is that a word?
Yeah,
I would definitely. You'd have to give it to Oprah or somebody like her
because I think there was a problem having progressives really accept who this guy was. Like, I think it took a while for people to believe that a fucking white supremacist racist dickhead could actually make it that far and be our president. I think there was a learning curve or something. Like, you couldn't believe it.
Well, it sounds like nobody believed it, including them.
Yeah.
Until that night.
Right.
According to that book.
But Oprah would plainly state that shit, and she would make it clear who Donald Trump is.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would hope.
I mean, you know, the guy's a fucking creepo.
Ringing in on the Oprah news.
Yes,
I guess also over finding it important, like the Drudge Report does.
Boo.
Scared, right. Scared. Oprah thinking about running for president is the headline at Drudge.
She
think about that.
She would fucking win. God, let's do something awesome as progressives. Let's have Oprah run and have her pick a fucking exciting VP candidate.
Yes. How about Kamala?
Yeah, fuck yes. That would be great.
I love Satan and I'm going to suck you dry and I'm going to torture you to death.
See, like, Alex Jones is more than deplorable. He's, like, a lunatic.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
What the fuck?
That's a new one from.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. My gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
I did that one already.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Shawl of Sanctimony. You said that earlier. It's getting praise from Twitter.
What?
Shawl of Sanctimony. I forgot what that was in reference to, but you said that.
The Bernie Bros voting one.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Bernie Bros. You fucking get it right next time.
I'm a human.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove that. Prove you're not.
I thought I put 3 new drops in here, but I don't.
Those are great. Good job.
I don't know that I can find the third one in this.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
That's it.
God, he has great diction.
And I've got the UGG one.
Are we sure he didn't go to like Juilliard Theater School, Alex Jones?
No.
Listen to his monologues are just, they're amazing.
Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
Anyway, ringing in.
That's creepy as fuck.
With his opinion on Oprah possibly running for president is none other than InfoWars.
Oh my God.
Horny goat weed slinger. Alex Jones.
You can, ladies and gentlemen, I have always...
Johnny Cash would not.
Johnny Cash would hate this
Alex
motherfucker.
Jones,
absolutely.
Think.
You can, ladies and gentlemen, I have always broken down the fact that Oprah Winfrey is a top globalist. A top eugenicist.
Top globalist.
I'm a bottom globalist.
Top globalist.
The fuck?
Globalist. A top eugenicist who pushes a one world religion through her private foundation. She's even got a new age movie coming out to brainwash the children. Well, they've readied her.
Wow, she's Oprah's busy.
Oh my God. Alex, listen to what you say on your show. I mean,
no rest for the Illuminati.
Yes, you sound crazy, you know.
To brainwash the children. Well, they've readied her to run against Trump in 2020. And to fire that campaign up in about a year. But we know the secrets about Oprah Winfrey that they don't want you to know.
There were
Associated Press articles, London Guardian articles, ABC News articles, videos as well, that they pulled 8 years ago, 7 years ago when this news came out. We're going to break down why Oprah Winfrey will never be elected president of the United States because of the skeletons in her closet. They want to call Trump a Nazi? Look out, lady. We know what you're designed to do. You're the black faced to carry out the enslavement of black folks and everybody else.
Oh my God.
What an idiot.
You're the black faced to carry out the enslavement of black folks and everybody else.
Can I just float you an idea real quick? Listen
to
this. Winfrey, Obama, 2020.
Michelle?
Yeah, fuck yeah. What
Michelle
do you
doesn't want any of that shit.
Nah, if Oprah asks her, she'll do it. Come on, Oprah, ring up Michelle.
Maybe.
Don't you think that'd be a great ticket, though?
Oprah can be pretty persuasive.
Would you vote for that ticket?
You get a car.
Wouldn't you vote for that ticket, though? Winfrey Obama?
Yeah, well, sure.
Fuck, that would be amazing.
I'd vote for Oprah's dog and Obama's dog over what we got in there right now.
What about Mike Pence's rabbit?
Sure.
Poor rabbit.
It's
not a carrot.
Interesting, over at the Drudge Report, there is a headline a little farther down that says, oh, God, this is an interesting spin here.
Yes.
About Oprah, NBC, Oprah, our future president. Another headline, inspires like Hillary never could.
Yeah.
Stedman says she would do it. Kimmel says, I'm on the bus.
Fuck yeah. What about Jimmy Kimmel as vice president?
The White House welcomes all comers.
Right.
Come on, bring it on. wait till I tell you what Alex Jones has on Oprah.
Listen, who knows what the White House is doing? All I know is the president shows up at his office at 11 and leaves at 6, goes in his bed, eats McDonald's, and watches television.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wants.
Certainly, Melania is not disturbing him because she's in her own wing.
Hey, you know what Trump's doing today? He's watching the fucking football game tonight.
He's not watching. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
about
he is.
Football.
He's going to the UGA Alabama game.
Oh, so it's
game.
A thing. He's going to the game?
Yes.
Oh, what a clusterfuck that is.
God damn.
It's got to be in Georgia.
It's in Atlanta.
Oh, it's in Atlanta? Yeah. Man.
The story is it's in Atlanta and he poo-pooed Atlanta, calling it crime infested with horrible people, you know.
the headline over at the Daily News says Sloppy Steve cucks himself. Ex-White House, big sorry for trashing stable genius Trump and his treasonous son. Did you see? Now he's trying to say, I wasn't talking about Don Jr., I was talking about Manafort.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But if going to that meeting was treasonous, how was it only treason is for Manafort, but when Junior's the one who set it up.
Maybe Don Jr. had his fingers crossed.
God, these guys are...
Steve Bannon, if he's supposed to be this, like, blowhard, you know, badass Nazi right-wing fuck, I mean, apologizing, really, I don't know.
Apologize.
Doesn't that diminish his, I don't know, what he wants his image to be? Like the big strong man?
Whose image? Trump's?
Bannon.
Oh, Bannon?
Bannon apologizing to Trump.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Right. Isn't that the point of that? It says it cucks him. He cucked himself.
Oh, hot off the presses here. President Trump spoke today in Nashville, Tennessee.
Fuck you.
And he told everybody to stand and applaud.
Nah, no, he did not.
Farmer and for the American worker. But Republicans came together and delivered historic relief for our farmers and our middle class. And it wasn't easy.
I think these people know. The people know that the tax cuts are bullshit.
Right.
All the polls suggest nobody thinks the middle class or the poor are going to be helped by this tax bullshit.
You know, Comcast, one of the companies that gave out AT&T these bonuses?
Also.
And they're now laying off people.
AT&T also.
Right. How's this? How can people not see through that? I mean, it's stupid.
People are dumb.
People are fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why they don't stand up and he had to beg.
For our farmers and our middle class. And it wasn't easy. And we cannot let anything happen to that. And if the Democrats ever had the chance, the first thing they would do is get rid of it and raise up your taxes.
No. Raise up your taxes.
Yeah, dickhead.
Your taxes.
Yeah, you and Jared.
Little hands.
Fuckhead.
Taxes sometimes by...
Well, actually throw you in jail. People like you in jail.
Right.
And raise taxes of rich people.
If Trump ends up in jail, how's he going to handle that hair maintenance of his?
He won't end up in jail.
Okay.
Sadly.
Raise up your taxes sometimes by 40, 50, 60% higher than you're paying right now. We can't have that. That will undermine everything that we've done. You see the record business all over the world. They're talking about the United States again. All over the world. We cannot let anything happen to what we're doing.
Tepid.
Under the really large tax cut.
Really large?
I always call it massive.
Massive.
Sometimes they say huge. Not a bad one. Huge tax. But under our huge tax cut that we just passed, Americans will be paying less in taxes and keeping more of their own money to do what you want. You can save it. You can spend it. But it's all good for our country. Dude. We've lowered tax rates, nearly doubled the standard deduction, and doubled.
We just heard Oprah.
Make people?
We just heard Oprah.
I know.
This sucks.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
There's the other one I couldn't
Who's
find.
Who's anti-human trash? Who was he talking about? I forgot now.
Brian Stelter. Who we still can't figure out what the launch of poor Brian Stelter, the media reporter over at CNN.
I never knew of his existence. I didn't know he was anti-human trash until Alex Jones pointed it out to me. That's insane.
I don't know. When does he ask people to fucking clap? This is a 5-minute clip. Right. I thought it was at the beginning.
Doubled the child tax credit.
Ooh, very techy.
It's a big thing. Under this new law, the typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000.
He starts talking about the estate tax, which everybody in that audience knows probably doesn't apply to them.
Right. It's neither here nor fucking there.
5%, which is
I'm skipping.
Unacceptable, all the way down to 21% And on top of that, you have a lot of advantages. Small and mid-sized businesses will be able to deduct 100% of the cost of new equipment in the year you make the investment. That is something that is tremendous.
Not everybody's applauding, by the way. They keep cutting to the blindingly white audience, by the way. Farm Bureau of America.
Right.
White is going to be the sleeper of the bill. You deduct it all in 1 year as opposed to...
God, I don't know. I wish I knew. I didn't have this.
Is it a
new.
Jeb
mom? Is
like, please clap. I love that.
I think it is. He says, get up.
Please clap.
Obviously, you love your families. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing for that.
Oh, wait. I just missed it.
That was a tough one. The family. Of the deeply unfair estate tax known as the death tax, so you can keep your farms in the family. Get up.
How stupid.
Oh, my God.
Get up.
God.
How stupid are the people that they really believe that it's about small families?
Oh, they can't.
And small family farms.
They can't believe that.
Farms in the family.
Is it like an $11 million cutoff or something like that?
If you have $11 million...
You're not a small farm.
This applies to you.
Get up.
Oh, how sad. Get up.
Oh, my God.
That was a tough one to get.
Damn, listen to that.
That was a tough one.
Oh, I fought for you. I fought so you could keep your family farms. I fought so Ivanka and, and Don Jr. Rusher. And the other one.
Get up and applaud for these 1%ers. That's insane.
Yeah.
God. Fuck you, dude. Oh, my God. Why did Obama leave us? Why, man? It's not fair. It sucks.
We know what you're designed to do. You're the black faced to carry out the enslavement of black folks and everybody else. Here's the John Bound report first.
Anyway.
Good Christ.
You're the black face.
Jeez. No racist overtones there, huh?
Well, right. How is she less qualified than the orange shit stain that is in the Oval Office right now?
I don't know. If anyone can be president, that's what we're learning.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not a good president. Anybody can be a shitty fucking president.
Yesterday on the CNN.
Yes.
I don't know if it was intentional or if the large boulder covering his lair was somehow loosened so that he could slither out.
Ooh, yes.
But Stephen fucking Miller was on the television.
What the fuck, dude?
Possibly the least likable creature in the Trumpiverse.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even know.
It's tough. It's a tough battle. Gork is gone. Gork is up there, too. But there's just something particularly odious and unctuous and vomitous and gross as fuck about Stephen Miller.
Well, you know, even before he opens his mouth, there's something about his face
Did you see the video, by the way? He's got some weird Twitch thing going on now.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
It's like, it's like as he's talking, he's twitching his head to the side. Like, it's very odd.
Yeah.
Well, it's very weird shit going on.
Well, that's his fuckface-itis. He suffers from fuckface-itis.
So here's a little bit. Here's he was on with Jake Tapper, who wasn't having any of it. It was so dumb. It was so gross. It was Stephen Miller's the guy who was like, the president will not be questioned.
And who the fuck is this guy?
No. I'm not. You don't get to do. No.
He's an asshole. Isn't he like 30 years old and
like 34, 35, and he looks like he's 60? Yeah.
Has he worked?
I saw
that he needs a job in the fucking White House.
I saw somebody went to high school with him said that he was like he had an Adam's apple at 11 and receding hairline as a sophomore in high school. So he's got some weird aging thing going on.
Hate is bad for you.
Yeah.
Joining us now is the White House senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us and Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
That's as nice as it gets.
Senior policy advisor.
It's about to go downhill.
God damn. Stephen, that guy has a senior in front of his title at the fucking White House, dude.
Who was booed off stage in high school.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, why should we pick up after ourselves when we pay janitors to do it?
What a shitbag.
So President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation a witch hunt and a nothing burger. But obviously in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and these other officials, including a Russian lawyer. He called it treasonous and unpatriotic. And he said that, quote, the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jamos up to his father's office on the 20th.
The first person to say it the right way.
Yeah, yeah. The JMOs, right?
That's Jumos, the, people Jumos, were saying. These Jumos.
These Jumos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. Did President Trump meet with any of the so-called Jumos?
well, the prospect, the suggestion of this is highly insulting, and I can't believe that it's even been brought up. It's just disgusting.
But that you know, I forgot how strange that word sounds. Jumos.
I think you make Jamokes.
The so-called Jamos who were in that Trump Tower meeting?
Steve Bannon's eloquence in that description notwithstanding, it's tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments.
Tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments.
Is he saying, what does he mean by his eloquence notwithstanding?
He's being sarcastic. He's being witty and funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With his rapier-like wit.
Okay.
Because he said Jamos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve Bannon's eloquence notwithstanding.
Oh, he's being sarcastic, I see.
So this goes on for 10 more minutes.
So vile.
And let's get to the real fun part, which is right near the end. It goes on. It's just obsequious. In fact, I think Tapper uses the word obsequious.
Yes.
It's so fucking gross to listen to this whole. And all he does is keep repeating himself over and over and over. And whenever a challenging question or point is brought up, he just goes back to, well, you know, you've had a rough year with some fake news reports here, haven't you?
They're just driving a bullshit narrative people fucking believe it.
Absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. A self-made billionaire revolutionized reality TV.
revolutionized reality
TV. He gets 7 to 10 holes in ones every time he plays on the course.
Yeah, listen.
As urine cures cancer.
Donald Trump sat behind a table and just said, you're fired, to people on The Apprentice. That's all he did.
Right.
Reading laundered Russian
money. Laundered Russian money.
But the president's tweets absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. A self-made billionaire revolutionized reality TV and tapped into something magical that's happening in the hearts of this country. The people that you
the president
don't
has approval rating in the 30s. I don't know what people, magical you're talking people, about.
The people that you
tapped into something magical.
Right, right.
And Tapper says his approval rating's in the 30s. I don't know what magical you're talking about.
That's some shitty magic.
But the president's tweets absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. A self-made billionaire revolutionized reality TV and tapped into something magical that's happening in the hearts of this country. The people that you
the president
don't
has approval rating in the 30s. I don't know what people, magical you're talking people, about.
The people that you don't connect with and understand.
The people that you don't connect with and understand. The real people of America.
Dude, this guy's 34 years old. What does he know? I mean, I don't mean to be ageist or anything. This guy's going to explain the world.
What does he know? He knows Mein Kampf, word for word.
That's what he knows. He knows a bunch of Nazi bullshit.
Because I don't know what magical you're talking about.
The people that you don't connect with and understand, the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of...
Besieged by high crime communities.
Good God.
Let's all say it at once. It's the blacks.
Because I don't know what magical you're talking about.
The people that you don't connect with and understand, the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration, those voices... God, those
who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration... I want to meet some of those people.
Yeah, this
show
is,
me someone who's been affected by the policy of uncontrolled immigration in your job.
This dude is speaking to racists.
Find one.
That's all this is.
Find one.
Brown people are fucking your life up. That's what this guy's saying.
Right.
Understand the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration, those voices, those experiences don't get covered on this network. That's so, why, to prove the point, I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing, and you're not even asking about them, because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted to filibuster by talking about your flights
I want
to ask you a question, because
don't be condescending. Jake.
Stephen.
Jake,
the reason why I want to talk about
the president's experiences, what I've seen with him.
Don't be condescending. I mean, this is straight out of Joseph Gibbs' book.
And this, let's be honest.
Accuse the other side of what you're doing.
Absolutely. This Stephen Miller, let's be honest, he's a racist.
Yes.
He's a white supremacist.
Yes.
And he's telling Jake Tapper to not be condescending.
Yeah. Don't be condescending. Don't be condescending.
Oh, you piece of shit.
What about the regular people out there that you don't relate to, that you don't understand, that you can't connect with?
This guy is a racist dickbag that works in the White House. What people do you understand? What experiences do you share with America? You're a fucking wacko. Stephen Miller is a mentally ill wacko. That's what he sounds like to me.
The reason why I want to talk about the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions. No, I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Trump material. You're not going to give 3 minutes for the American people to hear the real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious. No, you're being a factotum in order to...
There's one viewer you care about. You're being obsequious and a factotum.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, I think he cares about the racists, too. I mean, I think he's speaking to Donald Trump.
They're not watching CNN.
Yeah.
They're not watching this.
Right. Yeah.
This is for one audience of one.
Right.
The real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious. You're being a factotum in order to please him. Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does obsequious mean? What does factotum mean?
But, you know, to be fair to this dude, Stephen Miller probably got exactly what he wanted from this interview. He looks like a hero to these idiots. He looks like a hero to Donald Trump.
Well, that's it. I saw another article that was like, well, not only did he say what he wanted to, but he also got to distance himself from Bannon, because remember, him and Bannon were the white nationalists.
Yeah.
Launch anything browner than...
I thought they were buddies.
Huh?
Bannon.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Kind of. He didn't get him in there.
Right.
But they were, you know,
peas
in a pod as far as
being racist.
Immigration. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time. Thank you, Stephen. As Republicans, lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign in a major reversal, Democrats...
I've wasted enough of my viewers' time. No. Jake, no. You know who I care about? You know who I care about, Jake?
God damn. And, you know, this little clip will play on YouTube, and the idiots will see it, and they'll share it with all their friends and say, look how CNN treats our guy.
Well, Jake Tapper was 100% correct, because within minutes... Donald J. Trump tweeted,
"Yes,
our president tweeted." So he was obviously watching.
Yeah.
Tweeted. God, he's got a lot going on here. He's been tweeting.
Donald.
Yeah. Leaving Camp David.
Wonder how that whole Camp David thing.
Here we go. Jake Tapper, fake news CNN, just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration. Watch the hatred and unfairness of this CNN flunky.
Oh, yeah.
So watch CNN.
Right.
Thanks for the, that's what Michael Wolff said. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
For making the publisher release my book a few days early because the demand was so high. Thank you for selling the fucking book. Yeah. So he was obviously watching. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch that channel.
Then how'd you know about it, stupid?
Oh, Stephen Miller's going on. Make sure you turn that on.
That's his buddy. Do you think they really like each other?
Who?
Trump and Miller.
Oh, I thought you meant Tapper and Miller.
Absolutely not.
I don't think Trump likes anybody. I think Trump finds people useful.
He likes cheeseburgers.
I think if you're of use to him and obsequious and sufficiently...
If you're loyal.
Yeah. Or at least pretend to be.
Right.
It continued, apparently. CNN went to commercial.
Right.
And then apparently it continued. He went to commercial. This is a transcript.
Awesome.
Stephen Miller says, Jake, what I care about is having 3 minutes to tell the truth about the president of the United States. Jake Tapper says, you had plenty of time. I let you give like a 3 minute filibuster at the very top. You gave me 2 minutes.
You only gave me 2 minutes to bullshit. Come on.
Stephen, okay, thanks for coming in. You should be ashamed of yourself, honestly.
God.
Tapper says, this is the reason they don't put you out on TV, okay? This is the reason.
Yeah, you're a dickhead.
No, Jake. You brought me on to talk about Camp David summit, and you, and Tapper says, first of all, I had plenty of questions about immigration, but you kept telling the same story over and over because you're asking about the salacious stuff. Look, that's all you want to talk about. You don't have any interest in talking about, Tapper interrupts. I had plenty of questions, but you kept on repeating yourself and kept on not letting me ask my questions.
He's impossible to talk to.
Really? Really? Because you're calling me a factotum.
But you're being a factotum.
Tapper says, after you spent the entire interview attacking CNN, so don't act all offended. I'm not acting offended. I am offended. I'm offended by you. I'm offended by your network.
Oh, my God. Senior political advisor, yeah. Policy advisor to the fucking White House.
The biggest, whiniest snowflakes in the universe in this administration. These big, strong alpha males really are the tiniest, most fragile little weenie weenies.
And think of the horrible shit he's saying to Jake Tapper about CNN. You're fake news. The organization you work for is bullshit.
Well, and if they've gotten a story wrong or two, they've immediately retracted.
Yeah.
And I think they canned a couple of people on that one.
Yeah.
And so they take care of it. Fox News?
Right.
Is Hannity's still got a job. Hannity spent a week about Seth Rich, about how Hillary smothered him with her labia.
I mean, it's right. You know what? It's gaslighting. They're doing exactly, they're accusing you of doing exactly what they're doing.
Right.
It's maddening. I mean, it's fucking maddening. You can't talk to these fucking people. You know?
And Stephen Miller just... Fewer more punchable faces, and I don't advocate violence at all.
He's like, who's that Jesse Waters? Ugh, that guy's vomitous too.
God, I would spend a month with Jesse Waters over Stephen Miller.
Yeah. But geez.
Well, right. That's how horrible Stephen Miller is.
I don't know if you could afford enough weed for that.
It would be hell.
It would be hell
sacrificing. But I mean, if I had to.
Right. The crazy thing is, does Stephen Miller understand that what fake news generally does is just print or say what Trump says and then say, hey, Trump, you said X, Y, and Z. Do you really feel this way?
The truth is really biased.
Did he say
God.
That?
Right. Within a moment, we have two Trump tweets.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, it's just clips from his ridiculous rebuilding rural America.
Oh, God.
In every decision we make, we are honoring America's, all caps, proud farming legacy.
Yay.
Years of crushing taxes, crippling regs and corrupt politics left our communities hurting. No, factory farms.
How about these?
Yeah, how about Mon fucking Santo putting a small farmer out of business because some of the spores from their fucking corn fucked his corn and ended up. They found their DNA in his corn, and then they sued him for stealing their proprietary corn.
And then they lose their farm, right?
Right.
How do you?
And then who buys it?
Oh, Monsanto. Right. They just take it. Who knows? Maybe they spray the spore on the other corn on purpose.
Undoubtedly.
You know?
So yeah, it's not big government that's killing small business or small farms. It's big business and big farming that's killing everything.
No
big
rules.
Capitalism.
There's no rules. There's no policing anything.
Right.
You want Monsanto to self-police against their own fucking interests?
Thanks for tweeting to Marianne and to Anna Engelbrecht 5.
Yes,
by the way,
thank
I was
you.
Trying to figure out what 323 meant, but then I go back a couple of tweets and it's she was telling us where the point was that Trump.
Oh, is
tells
that what
them
that
to
is?
Stand. Yeah, right, thank right. you. I wish I had seen that.
I thought she was sending us a Bible verse,
but thank you. She also sent the story that we both were talking about right before the show.
Crab diving offline conversation. The Kansas guy.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
This is, I think we might have him. We might have him saying it. This is Representative Steve Alford.
Yes.
Of the sovereign state of Kansas. Let's
fuck
call him.
You.
Let's call him a Republican.
Boo. Yeah,
because he smells like one and is one.
Dickhead Republican. Great.
Here is. Oh my God. Here is. They're talking about legalizing marijuana. Apparently in Kansas.
Hell yeah. Oh God, Kansas. Needs weed, don't you think?
More than most.
Oh my God.
I think this is Representative Alford. Talking about legalizing marijuana. A lovely opening from the Garden City Telegram.
Jazz hands.
What are the laws against drunk driving? I just read a paper in Kansas City where a person was high on marijuana, comes off, runs into another car. Car wreck killed a couple people.
Oh, boy. He says, I don't know if you can hear it. He says, where are the mothers against drunk driving? I just read about a car wreck where somebody was high on marijuana,
wrecked
the car, killed people.
Well, how many drunk people, get in a car and kill a couple of people?
Well, and I agree.
You shouldn't drive stoned.
Don't drive stoned, right.
But booze are still legal, right?
Well, right, and that also, you need to figure out a good way of testing.
Yeah.
Because the presence of THC in the system does not mean you're high.
It stays in your
that means
cells
you might have,
for weeks, right?
Could be a month, yeah. It could be that you smoked a joint 7 days ago, you're 0.0 high, but the THC is still, because it's fat soluble,
right.
Is still in your system.
Yeah.
And they test you and they say, he was on the THC!
But that's a lot of science, Pat. Fuck you.
Whenever a cop kills a black person, they love that one, right? They found THC in his system. He must have been a raging dope fiend going after that officer.
Wow, lots of raging after you smoked a big, sativa fatty.
The other thing, too, what about what we've gone through on doing away with smoking in buildings, on public, and stuff like that? You walk up the sidewalk and the guy smoking marijuana in a car. That smell took up my freedom. I want clean air because there's a lot of people giving up smoking, so everyone else can have clean air.
What the fuck? Who elected this? Who elected this moron to the state office? You see
he
people smoking marijuana, it blows in my face, and I don't have clean air.
This motherfucker can barely put a sentence together. What's he says? He says the smell of weed is polluting his environment.
Well, but then he tries to say some people gave up smoking so others could have clean air. No, what if some asshole, you can smoke outside. Is there somewhere in Kansas I don't know about where you're not allowed to smoke outside?
Right, I don't know. And by the way.
So his analogy is fucked.
Is stupid.
Yeah.
Marijuana smoke smells good too. You know what I mean?
Who elects these people? These dickheads. Dumb old white people.
This guy can't even talk, man. He's stammering.
Can I clarify that that would be against the law in Colorado too?
What's that?
I just want to clarify that that would be against the law in Colorado too.
Okay. He means you can't light up in the middle of Walmart.
He says a clean atmosphere.
All right. So obviously a sane person who sounds like he's less than 90 in the audience says, I want to clarify, that would be illegal also. It's illegal in Colorado. It would be. So this guy's saying, well, you legalize marijuana. They're going to be, it's going to be, while you're sitting there getting your hair cut, they're going to be blowing smoke in your face. There's going to be in the middle of Piggly Wiggly.
No reasonable person thinks they can walk down an aisle at Walmart or a Piggly Wiggly and light up a fatty and get stoned.
He doesn't know how to answer this, by the
way.
This is stupid. The video is great because the person in the audience, who you can't see, says that would be illegal in Colorado. And he's like, what are you throwing logic and facts and stuff at me? I'm a Republican.
Well, listen, and this is a general statement, but a lot of stoners are considerate.
Right,
They're considerate, and they wouldn't do that.
Against the law in Colorado, too.
Okay.
The other thing, too, my wife is a magistrate judge.
Completely dismissed it. Okay.
Okay.
About another thing, too, my wife.
Yeah.
My wife is a magistrate judge. And she says, basically, any way you say marijuana is an entry drug into higher drugs. What you really need to do is go back in the 30s.
By the way, I know people who smoke weed and don't do any other drug.
He's saying the gateway drug theory.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the evidence in, dickhead? I mean,
what about alcohol?
Right?
Teenagers usually start with alcohol and then they move up to weed and then they move to other drugs if they continue or if that happens. I know people that did smoke weed and were like, no, I'm not interested in any other drugs.
You know, the weed thing is so weird to me because there's evidence that you can point to and say alcohol is harmful to your health. It's damaging. There's all kinds of bullshit, you know. But where's the evidence? Where's the evidence about marijuana?
But the drug companies, Ryan. Well, how dare you?
They're busy making opioids.
How are we going to arrest all those Negroes?
Fuck you.
And where they outlawed all types of drugs in Kansas across the United States. What was the reason why they did that?
Because they were dumb.
Yeah, they were stupid.
Because they were being puritanical Calvinists.
Right.
Who think you have to punish everybody for every fucking thing instead of treating it like a goddamn health issue, like it should be.
I don't know why people just can't mature and get over it. Get over your biases against weed. I mean, if booze is legal, there's no reason marijuana shouldn't be legal. It's crazy.
I love how they try to portray it as, you know, it's one of those inner city things.
The
Negroes are smoking weed, not the good white people. But their white smoker percentage is the same as black smoker percentage. There's not a higher amount of black people smoke weed than whites.
Well, the great thing about this is this legislator, the people he's talking to, they don't need facts.
Republicans.
They don't give a
shit. They're anti-facts.
Right.
Yeah.
You can just say something.
Just mention black people.
Yes. That's good enough.
Immigration.
Ooh.
Gateway drug.
It's evidence. Show me the fucking evidence.
Well, and it may somewhat be. Some people who have addictive personalities move from one to the other. Yeah.
Right.
But that doesn't. I don't.
Yeah.
If I just want to smoke weed and not do anything else, fuck you.
And again, we have booze. We are allowed to go buy booze.
I think it all should be legal, by the way.
Yeah, people can smoke,
and treated like a health issue, all drugs.
People are allowed to smoke. That's bad for you.
Well, right, because half of the country was built on tobacco farms.
Yes. You say weed.
There's money there.
Yeah, and weed's dangerous, sure.
Across the United States, what was the reason why they did that? one of the reasons why, I hate to say it, it's the African Americans.
One of the reasons why, and I hate to say it.
No, you don't.
It's the African Americans.
Wow, he's not, it's not even veiled.
He's not even, yeah.
It's not, there's no code.
I hate to say it, it's the African Americans. They were basically users, and they basically responded the worst of those drugs just because their character makeup, their genetics.
Their character makeup and their genetics.
Did he read this somewhere in some lunatic publication? Did he hear this on, what's that, Michael Savage or
something? You can see some of the people in the audience are even, you know, it's I just see a bunch of white heads. But yeah. You can see... People in the audience are starting to kind of, a couple of them are, the younger people are turning to each other like, holy shit, did he just say it's the African Americans? It's their character makeup and their genetics.
See, this guy is doing what Trump does. Every once in a while, Trump will blatantly remind you how fucking racist it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of these GOP guys don't like that. They like that to be a secret. They don't want to come off like lunatics.
The Garden City Telegram also noted Alford's comments reference to belief promoted by marijuana prohibitionists Henry Anslinger,
yes,
founding commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics.
Yeah.
This is back when he talks, you know, he says you look back in the 30s. Under Anslinger's leadership, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics came to be considered responsible for the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, regulating cannabis and further taxing it to the ultimate detriment of the hemp industry that was booming at the time. Remember, the only reason Reefer Madness came out was because Hearst.
Right.
And textiles. And hemp grows like fuck. And it's strong. And it's, in some ways, a superior fiber.
And they didn't want that.
Money.
Yeah.
And the fact that it got you a little high meant that they could turn it into a social issue.
Right. It's so dumb.
And kill the whole industry because they wanted to make money.
I mean, do you think we'll start having like a hemp industry? We'll have clothes made of hemp?
They're doing it now. They're started. They've in some areas, decriminalized hemp growing.
That's awesome. God, this guy's so fucking dumb, man.
In 1937, Anslinger, this is the prohibitionist back in the time, said, quote, "Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men." He also fought for the prohibition of cannabis due to, quote, its effect on the degenerate races.
Oh, my God. See, this is why Black Lives Matter. This is how white people have treated black people in this country most of the fucking time.
And this guy's like, well, I hate to say it, but
you love to say
it. African Americans. He doesn't say darkies. I guess that's progress.
I hate to say it. When dickheads say, I hate to say it, that what they mean is, I love to say this.
I'm finally glad I can say this out loud and not be politically correct.
So basically, what we're trying to do is we're trying to do a complete reverse with people not remembering as what's happened in the past. So
what we're trying to do is a complete reverse of people not remembering what happened in the past or something?
God.
What is wrong with the people of fucking Kansas? I mean, do they
I don't
care
know.
That little for local representation that this pinhead waddled into a state rep position.
People must not vote. They must not vote. And the only people that go out and vote are these crazy ideologues who just vote Republican.
God.
I don't know. Surely what happened today will hurt this guy's career. This clip coming out?
I hope, yeah.
I mean, he's saying black people can't handle weed because of their skin color.
And character.
That's insane.
Character. Character makeup and genetics.
He either is saying this to appeal to a racist base or he fucking believes it. Either one makes him a lunatic. There's no good reasoning for this.
What do you really, why did they go back to, in the 30s when they outlawed all types of drugs in Kansas across the United States? Quote, what was the reason why they did that? One of the reasons why, I hate to say it, was that the African Americans, they were basically users, and they basically responded the worst off to those drugs just because of their character makeup, their genetics, and that.
Oh my God. What a simpleton. What a fucking idiot.
Should be immediately removed from office.
Oh, my God.
Not even, don't pass go.
If he believes this shit, that means he's such a racist that there's no way every policy, everything he talks about is colored by his horrendous racism, you know?
Why'd you say colored?
I don't know. Kate just fired me. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's a batshit. People like this can't govern. This is why we got a shitty, this is why things are going so shittily. You know, you got a bunch of racists in the fucking White House.
Damn.
Shittily.
Right. And these are the people. Stupid. These are the people that Jake Tapper isn't connecting with. These are the regular people, the regular hardworking people who think that the blacks.
The problem is like Stephen Miller and people. What is this guy's name? This lunatic from Kansas. What's this fuckface's name?
Kansas State Republican Representative.
Right.
Steve Alford.
Well, Republican Steve Alford is emboldening racists to do bad shit to black people. By voicing this, he's giving them validation. He's making these racists feel good about their fucked up beliefs and that they're not mentally ill.
I mean, he is all of the, all over, all of the news. All of the news. Washington Post. Yeah. Oh, wait, here we go. 30 minutes ago, hot off the presses from Topeka, Kansas.
Fuck you.
A white Kansas state lawmaker has apologized for suggesting that blacks have a genetic predisposition to abusing drugs. What about the character part? They're ignoring that. That's almost worse. Character makeup.
That's the worst part. That is the crux of why it's horrible.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're saying black people's character makeup makes them, I don't know. They can't handle marijuana. Oh, my God.
75-year-old Republican from Ulysses, Kansas, in the west of the state.
Could you imagine?
Made the comment Saturday during a public meeting at a hospital in Garden City.
Ulysses, Kansas, fuck you.
When asked about his remarks by the AP, Alford declined to elaborate other than to say, to me, that's neutral, and insists he's not a racist.
Neutral. That's neutral. That meaning what he said about black people's relationship with marijuana is fair and it makes sense and blah, 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 blah. God, you suck.
At 4:10 p.m. local time.
Yes.
Oh, which is us. So this is like an hour ago. They're central time, right? Okay. Kansas.
Breaking.
Kansas House leaders said they don't know if they'll take action against a white lawmaker suggesting blacks had a genetic predisposition to abusing drugs.
See, that's a problem. We don't know if we're going to take action.
House Majority Leader Don Heineman says he doesn't condone the remarks. I don't condone him saying it out loud.
All right. They don't know if they're going to take action.
The House Speaker, Ron Rickman, says they will consult with other lawmakers and the legislature's staff about how to respond.
Yeah. We'll just fucking...
And then... About 40 minutes later, he apologized. Said in a statement he was wrong, regrets the remarks he made Saturday. Quote, I sincerely apologize to anyone whom I have hurt.
See, who I offended. Any snowflakes. If you were offended by what I said, then I'm sorry. That's a shitty apology.
He said in a statement he opposes legalizing any use of marijuana because doing so opens the door to harder drugs. It doesn't.
Doesn't, dickhead. You don't have
necessarily.
Any...
It can.
Right.
But it's not a prerequisite.
Yeah. Both things that you've said about weed, they're both stupid. And you can't support them with fact. And then the first thing you said was racist.
And
you're garbage.
Yeah. And, you know, prohibition just doesn't work. We've tried.
Right. Do you know how many fucking movies that came out about prohibition? And it's never shown in a positive light.
I mean, think about how terrifying that is. This is after the Roaring Twenties when it was all so much fun and drinking and speakeasies and just a fucking good time. And then all of a sudden, the creepy Christianists took over. And because it was, again, it was kind of the same thing. The economic stuff, the trickle down,
ooh,
wasn't working.
Right.
The people were, the depression was a looming.
Right.
And the economy was getting worse and worse. And the creepy Christianists, the moralists, won.
Yeah.
Elections. And there was a fucking constitutional amendment to stop alcohol. Let's not forget that. It wasn't like a up or down.
That's insane.
50% plus one vote in the Senate. It was a constitutional fucking amendment.
That is fucking crazy.
To stop alcohol for the prohibition.
Right. It's nuts.
So it can happen.
Yeah.
Where the creepy right takes over in times of economic hardship because dumb people.
Right.
Will be deluded, like now, into blaming
black people.
Whatever enemy their nefarious Republicans want to paint.
Well, I think it's obvious. The Republicans now are trying to demonize sure. people of color and gay people. They're coming for your jobs.
Worldwide.
They're taking your Christianity. They're ruining marriage. Rapists are coming over the fucking border. We got to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. It's insanity.
Good morning, ma'am.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was going on there? He's apologized. He done apologize.
Right.
I apologize.
God, I hate people that give you shit about, yeah, you got to be PC. You want to be the demonized idea of a social justice warrior. Oh, God. It's so fucking vile and gross. We shouldn't be embarrassed to stand up for people or to say, you know, to say, hey, that's racist. That's shitty.
Right. Your virtue signaling.
Yeah. Why is that bad?
I'm sure that's what they think we are. We're virtue signalers.
I'm saying what I care about. Racism sucks. That's virtue signaling.
Oh, Alex. They caught Alex Jones deleting a tweet.
Uh-oh. What'd he say?
Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones called Oprah Winfrey an absolute anti-human Nazi troll on Twitter.
Yeah.
The tweet was up for less than an hour before he deleted it.
Why would he delete that? I mean, it's par for the course for Alex Jones. It doesn't.
His website ran a story with the headline on Monday saying, the right-wing performance artist and conspiracy peddler has been criticized for the racist and anti-Semitic overtones of his show in the past.
I think performance artist is accurate. I mean, the guy stood up and threw a chair over his desk.
Yeah.
I mean, that is theatrical.
His website ran a story with a headline on Monday afternoon arguing that the media backs Oprah because she's not a white man.
Oh, my God. How fucking stupid.
How racist.
Did you hear what she said?
The media backs her because she's not a white man.
This Me Too movement. She is speaking to that, and that is important to America, and it's important for our society. She's addressing it. It has nothing. That's the dumbest shit ever.
He also called Winfrey a pimp in a tweet, referring to her friendship with disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein.
Oprah's a pimp. Well, you know what? Weinstein was friends with lots of fucking people. He was the movie industry. You know what I mean? He ran Hollywood. So, yeah, he's friends with lots of people. Donald Trump's friends with Nazis. What do you want?
Some good people.
Right.
Fine
people. Many died.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
I've got too many windows open here right now. I just thought this was funny. Faithless, you know, you would be for Faithless Friday, but fuck it. Rick Wiles.
Okay.
You may have heard of him. Here's little Rick Wiles talking about, this is hilarious. Here's Rick Wiles, on his True News TV.
Fuck you, boy.
And he is talking about the fact that he has gotten jury duty.
Oh, okay. God damn. I don't think he should get it.
But
he shouldn't be on a jury.
Well, he may not.
Good.
He may issue a protest, Ryan.
That's terrifying. Would you want him on your fucking jury?
You know, I said this the other day, Doc. I've got a summons to jury duty, all right? And I am seriously thinking about telling the court that you don't want me as a juror because I'm going to protest against the corruption in America.
Wow. Wait till you hear what he wants.
Okay.
And as long as Bill and Hillary Clinton is free, then I am not going to vote to convict anybody because the only...
Hillary Clinton are free, I am not going to vote to commit anybody.
Can you imagine you hear the jury interviews, you know, in the courtroom and this guy stands up and says that? Hey, listen.
But the defendant's a homosexual black man, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm changing my mind.
Dude, nobody should want Rick Wiles as they're in the jury.
No.
I mean,
right.
A lunatic. He's crazy.
Well, yeah, and by his own admission, can't be objective.
Right. He wants Bill and Hillary locked up.
Yeah. Then he'll agree.
Oh, okay.
To serve on a jury, to lend his wisdom to a jury.
Boy, you think you're just so fucking witty, don't you, Rick? You bigot.
Do them
a favor. Tell them you're not fit to be on the jury. Be upfront about it. That's actually the nicest thing you've ever done, probably, for society.
We were talking earlier about the fecal matter swirling around the toilet bowl Trump's administration. And who could possibly be the most unlikable? I mean,
right.
Sarah Huckabee, we shouldn't diminish her.
No.
Her possibility. And Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, yeah. Both tremendous turds.
All profoundly unlikable.
Right. I mean, vile.
Kellyanne Conway, maybe not as much before she turned into whatever she's morphed into, whatever pod overtook her.
Pod.
Well, and she crawled out of.
Yeah, we don't hear from her as much as Huckabee, you know?
Right.
That has something to do with it for me. God, her voice, she's such an asshole.
Sebastian Gorka.
Yes.
The guy that,
we don't even know what he did.
Dresses
in the
like Steven Seagal and wears a little Nazi pin and.
Oh my God.
Fancies himself an alpha male. He was the one who said the alpha males are taking over.
Hey, will you promise me that when you fire up Netflix, don't look at recently viewed?
Why? What did you watch?
I watched this horrible movie called Sniper. Guess who plays like a crack sniper?
Who?
Steven Seagal.
Oh my God.
He's in the special forces, and the movie's not that old, and I don't know what
it takes. At least as a sniper, he doesn't have to move around a lot.
Right.
So.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you just sit there, right? Because he's a lot of sniper. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of him.
I'll be playing a hero quadriplegic in my next role.
Yeah, I don't know. How's he kept his hair and his beard jet black?
Not effectively, yeah.
Oh, God, it's the worst fucking movie ever.
Gorka wrote an editorial published in The Hill.
Okay.
At thehill.com.
Why didn't he publish it in the Daily Stormer?
I don't think the Daily Stormer is around anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think it scurried over to the dark web.
They got yanked. Find me on 4chan.
So he wrote this ridiculous bullshit. But an interesting thing that he, I guess, inadvertently did.
Yes.
Was
allies of President Trump are aghast at the damage.
He threw. Trump under the bus one of his alleged talking points that this Michael Wolff guy, he did not have access. He wasn't anywhere. I don't know what they're talking about. He was like, he was a troll somewhere, probably hiding in the bathroom. I don't know.
Right. Is it true? He just shimmied through the air vents.
Gorka inadvertently undermined Donald Trump's claim that Wolff was not given wide access to the White House. Quote, when I met Michael Wolff in Reince Priebus's office, where he was waiting to talk to Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit.
And after I had been told to also speak to him for my book, My attitude was polite but firm. Thanks, but no thanks.
So this guy was in Rance Priebus' fucking office. He's, chief
he
of
has
staff.
No access. He's sitting in Priebus' office waiting for Bannon.
That seems like access. It seems like access. Lots of access.
The statement contradicts Trump's insistence last week that he authorized zero access to the White House.
God, it's like...
Actually turned him down many times, right. He tweeted. Author of the phony book.
I mean... nuts.
So, if he has zero access, what's
How
he doing
the fuck is
in
he
the Chief
in
of Staff's
office, office?
Which I believe has a connecting door to the Oval Office.
Right. God, they're in a suite.
So there you go. Trump only hired the best, right?
Right. Oh, yes. God. Fucking, it's not, this Gorka guy is such a Kraken, man.
He's gross.
I mean, he shows up to a party with weird-ass Nazi medals pinned to his fucking coat or whatever.
This is the inauguration, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
That's what you end up with.
It's so funny that, you know, the right, they scream about somebody. Alex Jones is screaming about Oprah maybe running for president. Look who's in office.
Right. Well, again,
it's laughable.
They'll have 0.0 basis.
Right. For saying anything.
Right. After this turd pile that they gave us.
God. I don't think Trump is capable against. I mean, he is not. I don't know. He's going to say something racist or sexist to Oprah like fucking all the time. Runs against him.
Looks like Laura Ingraham retweeted a British neo-Nazi.
Hello. Wait a second. Does she have a job in the Trump administration now?
No. She's over at the
Fox.
She's at Fox News, unquote.
Which is similar. Yes.
So yes, she does have a job.
She retweeted a Nazi.
Fox News, unquote, host or Trump TV. There's a lot of them on. On the MSNBC. I think Hayes started it, Chris Hayes.
Yes.
And now Joy Reid seems to be doing it more.
Right.
Calling it Trump TV. Fox News host Laura Ingraham retweeted a video from a far-right British figure who's connected to David Duke.
Oh, great.
On January 7th, Ingraham quoted a tweet alleging to show, quote, what third world immigration does to Europe. Which included a video of trash and people apparently living on a city street.
Oh, my God.
Ingraham added above the tweet, can anyone verify if this is really a video of Paris? It's from a Twitter user, Mark A. Collett.
Okay. And
it says, how about a romantic walk through Paris? This is what third world immigration does to Europe. And it's apparently something about... There's some trash. And
brown people are ruining Paris,
people
man.
Living on the streets. So.
What the fuck? Yeah, like you're ever going to Paris. Anybody listening to Laura Ingraham gives a fuck about Paris. Let's just pretend that's a thing right. Just for a fucking second. Fuck you.
I went to the Hard Rock in Paris. Right. Every night.
Yeah.
I have to sneeze.
God bless you. Yeah, this is definitely the Trump administration is definitely... The people that go to the Hard Rock Cafe in amazing places. You
the
know?
Person she retweeted, and I know that from personal experience. I've told the story many times about the couple from Texas I met in Madrid, Spain.
You're
amazing.
In Spain.
Madrid, Spain.
How many times are you going to be in Madrid, Spain in your right. life if you live in Texas? Once, probably.
And I met a cartoonish couple from Texas who literally said that they should... keep American hours for food and stuff like that. She was upset because they eat at different times. They have their big meal in the middle of the day, one-ish, two-ish, and then they have a siesta.
Right.
Where
well,
many things, if not everything, fucking closes. And then everything reopens a couple hours later. And then they have a smaller meal later on. And she was pissed because, first of all, they had their crotch spawn with them.
Yes.
And she's upset that the whole country wasn't catering
right
to her and her children's food schedule.
Look at my special person. I mean, you know, sometimes you just want to take these nutballs aside and say, listen, you know, this is a whole different culture.
So they went to the Hard Rock. Is
right.
The ultimate. She said, we've been eating at the Hard Rock every night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We get cheese sticks. and, you know, loaded nachos and baked potatoes and shit. She's like, this is a whole different culture, dickhead. That's the whole point of your visit, right?
And she said they can't even do churros right.
Oh, my God. You're in Spain!
Yeah. I don't know if churros are a Spanish or Mexican or whatever.
Had this
but regardless,
conversation.
I know we've done it.
The churro thing. Hey, tweet us at Crab Diving. Let us know what the fuck is up with churros. I have no idea.
The person that Laura Ingraham retweeted.
I love that.
Rudy Giuliani is now doing a...
Oh, my God. Please.
Mark Collette is a former chairman of the youth division of the British National Party, a far-right political organization right. in the United Kingdom.
Rudy, I just wanted to ask you, are you excited to be a Supreme Court justice?
Oh, my God. What a terrifying thought that would have been. He was eventually dismissed from the BNP, the yes. British National Party.
Hello.
Arrested for death threats against his political rival.
Yeah. That's sort of shitty, right?
This is the guy that she retweeted.
Right.
He's repeatedly collaborated with and received a book endorsement from former KKK leader and radio host David Duke.
A book endorsement. Like he wrote a book and David Duke was like,
put
oh,
a
what
blurb.
A
love the book.
Oh, my God. He put a blurb from David Duke in a book he wrote?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Collette once said he admired Adolf Hitler and has said he considered AIDS, quote, a friendly disease because blacks, drug users, and gays have it.
Oh, fuck off, dickhead. Let me ask you something.
He refers to asylum seekers as cockroaches.
Fuck you.
Accused Asian men of going straight to the whites because they're trying to destroy us, and they are the racists.
Asian men are destroying us?
Well, okay. In Britain, Asian means, they mean Pakistan. Right. They mean Middle Eastern.
Right, okay.
Pakis, the horrible slur they use.
But, you know, if you have somebody that's...
And I just did,
David Duke write a blurb in your book telling people they should read it, I think you have sort of a misunderstanding who David Duke's fan base is. I don't know that they're a bunch of book readers. You know? They don't read that much, I would think. They're idiot, stupid, racist, Nazi fucks.
It says MSNBC's Chris Hayes asked if Ingraham was going to share this one next and quoted another Collette tweet with a video comparing refugees to raccoons.
No, Mike. To raccoons? Wait, that's crazy.
Ingraham's retweeting of a neo-Nazi comes about 2 weeks after her primetime Fox News colleague Tucker Carlson approvingly tweeted an article from a white supremacist radio show that called the Holocaust, quote, the biggest hoax of the 20th century. Carlson apologized for the tweet without acknowledging he linked to a white supremacist account. So.
You know, that's so offensive, the raccoons thing. It's like these refugees are like raccoons. I mean, they're coming from a
and going through our garbage.
Yeah.
Is the stealing our garbage.
That's so offensive. Yeah, hey,
it's gross.
Hey, what if they are? And what if a group of poor people come to America and they have no other recourse than to go through our garbage? Well, we should be ashamed we're not helping them.
Yeah.
We're letting them go through our garbage and then you're comparing them to raccoons? Man, fuck this guy. Oh, my God.
I had this story for Faithless Friday. We didn't get to it. This is...
Faithless Friday Leftover.
Leftover
Faithless.
This is KTXS.
Catix.
ABC 12.
Fuck you.
Abilene, Texas.
Eat my dick.
Abilene Christian University.
Oh, okay. God.
Jesus. Boy.
Is responding to reports that they have been actively discouraging their students.
Yes.
From applying for a job.
Fuck you.
At the new Hooters in town.
Wait a second. Who's going to serve me wings?
ACU, Abilene Christian University, provided a written statement to KTXS saying, we have asked students to consider both what Hooters represents and whether that's something they really want to support in terms of both their faith and the value this business model places on women.
The value this business model places on women. Well, I don't know. I mean, religion, they don't have a great track history with women, right? In our society, anyway.
Well, right. The spokesperson also referred to the university handbook, which challenges students to make decisions that ultimately glorify God.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, do this. Don't refer to refugees as fucking raccoons. That's so disgusting. Ugh.
The spokesperson said if a student was in a position where the university felt they were not upholding the standards in the handbook, we'd address those issues with that student at that time.
Yeah, well, I want to know what's going on at that university. You're upholding what values?
They asked the spokesperson if a student could be expelled if they chose to work at Hooters. They also asked,
can you do that?
They also asked if a male student would face discipline if they chose to eat, drink beer, or watch a game at Hooters.
God damn. Where are they going to school? The Taliban?
The spokesperson said all the situations would be handled case by case. That's the information I have for now.
Wow. Great.
In a promotional video about Hooters girls, the chain refers to the girls as American icons. One girl says, "We have a really flexible schedule if you're in school."
God, you know what, man?
And the video also touts that Hooters offers tuition assistance. Fucking Hooters offers tuition assistance. Does Walmart?
Fuck no. I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Does McDonald's? They might, but Taco do they Bell offer does. To their like lowest
I don't
employees?
Know. But you know, this is so weird, this whole issue. Like, this quote-unquote Christian university is taking on Hooters. Have they came out and said anything about deporting all these people from El Salvador? What about these refugees that these dickbags are calling raccoons? Where's the outrage for shit like that?
Well, and again, where would Jesus be hanging out? Jesus. He hung out with the whores and the unwashed.
Jesus would be in those refugee camps helping people.
Absolutely.
Not saying, oh, we don't let those disease-ridden people over into this country. You know, that has got to be one of the grossest. Our response to that refugee crisis, the people coming from Syria, is so gross and so disgusting. It just
coming from anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, those people need help. Have you seen the pictures of Syria? Have you seen what ISIS is doing to those people?
A spokesperson for Hooters said Hooters is committed to supporting communities which we operate, prioritizes a welcoming environment for all our employees and guests. Over the years, Hooters has raised funds for numerous philanthropic initiatives.
Yeah.
Including raising more than $4.7 million for breast cancer research and has provided more than $3.1 million in tuition reimbursement to its employees.
There right.
We look forward to serving the people of Abilene in our new location.
I'm sure Hooters is more inclusive than that fucking Christian school.
I just thought it was funny that...
That is funny.
That the Christian school in town is telling their people, don't you go work at Hooters.
What do they care, you know? What do they care where they work?
You know, they're all up in everybody's hoo-ha.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, if you believe Hooters is full of sinners, I mean, you guys are Christians, they evangelize, right? Why don't you send some of your students in there to evangelize all the fucking sinners at Hooters? Or don't do that. No, don't do that. I don't want to be at Hooters and somebody say, all right, have you heard the good news?
Oh, God,
shut
yeah.
Shut up and eating wings, you know?
Please.
Leave me alone.
That's not why you go to Hooters.
No, really? You don't go there to hear the good news?
Have you heard the word of Jesus Christ as she's standing there with her yayas hanging out in little tiny orange shorts?
One thing I've learned from this show is just like, shut the fuck up about your fucking religion. We get it. We get it. You're pious. We're impressed. You've dedicated your life to Jesus. I know you're sitting around waiting for the rapture and all that shit. Fuck off. Leave me alone. I don't need to have Jesus on my Starbucks Christmas coffee cup. You know?
Good news?
Yes.
Of course, this is out of a civilized state.
Oh, okay. So, Florida?
a sane state, a blue state.
Right.
In a historic move today, Connecticut.
Ooh-wee-wee.
The governor, Daniel Malloy, announced that he has nominated a gentleman by the name of Andrew McDonald as the state's chief justice of the Supreme Court there.
Right.
If Mr. McDonald is confirmed, he will become the first openly gay person to lead a state Supreme Court.
Bam, there you go. We need that, right? We need diversity in our fucking government. Our government needs to look like America.
We need to not know or not care. Do you know what I mean? Ultimately, with the goal, right now, we need
I think it's important that our legislators and stuff reflect the makeup of the country.
Sure.
You know? It shouldn't fucking matter.
There are nearly a dozen LGBT justices in state Supreme Courts, but none has been confirmed as a chief justice.
Right.
The closest comparison is Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Chief Justice Maite Oroñez Rodriguez.
Hey, wee wee, baby.
It says here she's a lesbian.
Perfect. Great.
And, Puerto Rico should count.
Yeah.
It is our territory. Right. They're Americans.
Yeah,
she was confirmed in February 2016 as the chief justice of their highest court. So, I guess technically of a state, but I'm a little irritated that the Puerto Ricans aren't considered part of the country.
Sidebar, I'm so sorry, but sidebar.
Sure.
One of the worst moments of the year, we have to admit, is our president waddling down to Puerto Rico, barely remembering it's part of our country, and then to top it off, he's throwing paper towels.
Water, big water, ocean water. Puerto Rico.
He wanted to throw.
We love Puerto Rico.
He wanted to throw cans of chicken at
I like you because you are special.
Fuck you. Go climb in your bed and shove McNuggets up your fucking pie hole, dickhead.
So hopefully the assembly there, which I believe is Democrats.
See, if we get gay
people. Not that it should matter.
Right. But if we get gay people into government, some of these right wing nut job dickhead white politicians might get to hang out with gay people, you know, and might be able to gain some empathy that way. Maybe. Yeah, probably not.
It's kind of rough.
Probably not.
They it's not their vibe.
Is that their vibe? Empathy?
No, it's not.
That sucks.
Well, but it's true. I mean,
it is so fucking true. They don't give a shit.
It doesn't seem to be their thing. Even though the faux Christians, the whole vibe of Christianity, at least the way I was taught it, apparently by the cucky evil Catholics, is the love part, the hippie kumbaya.
Listen,
shit.
These refugees, they come over from Syria, and it shouldn't be like, oh my God, they're disease ridden. These little kids could be ISIS sleeper cells. It should be, come over. How can we help you?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm not even saying go around and love everybody.
No.
But tolerate.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough, titty, put up with it.
Right.
It doesn't affect you the tiniest bit. If you go off to church every Sunday and wave snakes around, I think it's bat shit, but honestly, it doesn't affect me at all unless my tax money goes to pay your medical bills.
And listen, I'm going to push back a little bit.
Okay.
The snake thing is
bad. I brought up the snake again as
an
example.
I hate snakes, fuck snakes. You know what I mean? And it's illegal, actually. You're not allowed to go catch rattlesnakes and wave them around in copperheads. That's bad.
Right.
That's horrible. That part of it, you know, we don't have to, we shouldn't tolerate that.
I forgot what we were talking about, but anyway, congrats.
Good job.
Congrats. This was another leftover from Friday. Thanks for joining us this wonderful Monday. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live every goddamn weekday.
Tell your friends about crab diving.
And we're,
if you have friends.
We're also on the iTunes and on the Stitcher, your favorite apps. Give us thumbs ups. Recommend us.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Recommend us stars and all that shit. It really
we
does
need
help.
Your thumbs.
And thanks for retweeting the shows and all that stuff.
Thanks for the retweets.
Thanks for buying shit at Amazon.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
We love you all a long time.
let me ask you a question real quick.
$100 make you holla.
Do you Jeez. You ever, is it true that Mueller's going to interview Schindler in his bedroom?
Right.
He's got to bring McDonald's.
On his princess phone.
Yes.
This is left over from Faithless Friday. This is, we've played this heinous creature before.
Ugh.
This is Linda Harvey, who founded Mission America.
Right.
Which means mission to make sure the gays leave America and God Christianity damn. Is everybody's religion, and make sure we turn it into the fucking
yeah
Handmaid's Tale, which won the Golden Globe for best
oh, did it really?
TV drama. Yeah. I think season two is.
Oh, really?
Scheduled. Yeah.
I bet that gets turned into a musical.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. You'll see that on Broadway.
Handmaid's Tale, the musical?
Yes.
Oh.
Also under siege.
Here's Linda Harvey crying bitter tears.
Yes.
On her on her radio show.
Okay.
Here she is right here. She's upset about the gay.
And so many of these groups are predators. I believe that the homosexual clubs in schools are just red flags for predators. I mean, I think that they exist there to, as an audience, to continue to fast track kids into this lifestyle.
Fast track kids into this lifestyle. Not to give marginalized members of society yes. who are children
right.
and incidents of suicide.
It gives them a safe spot.
Much bigger.
Right.
Yeah. It gives them
a support system.
Exactly. And sense of community.
Hey, and Linda, you bag of fucking shit. What you're doing is emboldening lunatics. People listen to you and probably believe what you say, you fucking asshole. God.
Right.
I don't have to tolerate your shit.
Some lunatic grabs a gun and goes and kills a teacher that's moderating the LGBT club at school or something.
Listen to this, ninny. Why are you scared of gay people? What is your fucking problem?
Because she convinces people that yes. all the problems in this world are caused by somebody sticking their dick in somebody else's butt.
Shove your Jesus and your Bible up your ass.
Or, you know, honestly, some ladies with toys.
Right. Nobody's coming at you with a double-ended dildo. Relax.
Fast track kids into this lifestyle. Network with adults. I mean, they're in. Who knows what goes on there? So, you know, I think that one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was,
listen to that.
You know, how do we re-horrify people about the sin of homosexuality?
How do we re-horrify people about the sin of homosexuality?
Well, let me explain how that probably works. Find the dumbest motherfuckers on the fucking planet. And that's who you can, quote unquote, re-horrify about homosexuality. They're stupid. Find stupid people. Stupid, uneducated right. motherfuckers. That's who you find. Ugh. You're garbage.
Re-horrify people about the sin of homosexuality. People are becoming so comfortable with this. I mean, even people on our side. We need to re-horrify them.
I think it's very complicated. I think it comes back
to... Listen to the music kicking
God
in.
Damn.
How do we re-horrify them?
How do we make people more homophobic? That's what she means.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's very complicated. I think it comes back to gaining moral understanding that is found in the Word of God.
You
know, we have to respect God and God's values again. Rather than deciding that we know better than God. And that means, you know, it's become a very trendy sin. That's
the way it is.
We see it everywhere. And we're not, unless we get back to respecting God and God.
It's very trendy. Everybody's putting their dicks in everybody else's butt. And...
Listen, whoever this asshole is talking to Linda, I don't mean to blow your mind, but God doesn't exist. There's no God.
Well, there's that too.
So you can't respect nothing. What do you think about that, Dick?
Unless we get back to respecting God and God's authority in our life, I don't think we're
going to... Respect my authority. Respect Aquaman.
Recover that sense of the awfulness of all sin, not just homosexual.
Right. All sexual sin, and it's really really destroying our...
All sexual sin. You notice how she brings it back to that. He's like, well, really, it's all sin, not just homosexuality. She's like, right, all sexual sin.
God, what does this person want to do? Take all her genitals, cut them off to them, and, you know... Yeah. Fuck you, Linda.
Yeah, they want to control everything.
You suck.
Small government, by the way.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. He's going to have the homosexual police. Man, fuck this person.
There was a tweet earlier about, you know, how ridiculous the fraud of Republicans claiming they're small government in any capacity when they listed all the things they want to do and all the things they want to regulate.
God, why are people buying the GOP bullshit? Is it stupidity? They're just dumb as fuck.
And this.
Yeah.
Religion.
This is ignorance.
Yep.
All thin.
And racism, thin. We found out last week, right? They're more than willing to vote against their own best interests because they find their abhorrence for race, for the other race, higher than the importance of their own income.
Is Linda,
remember? Their own income.
They don't give a fuck.
Right.
Is Linda right, though? Is homosexuality the trendy sin?
Yes. A lot of better clothing and stuff.
What a dumbass. Fuck her.
Thanks for joining us. We're back next week. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4, and next week.
Yes.
And next week.
Huge.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, blah, 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 blah. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Instagram, @RadarComedy, his Twitter feed, @RadarComedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back with more of this fun and bullshit tomorrow.
Fuck you,
I'm
Linda.
Not blaming all lesbians. I love Satan! Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.